I'm originally from DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, and I came here last year in April. So, yeah, I've been here for a year and 2 months. Yeah, we can say that. My first day here in US, it was like a dream. Like say, oh my God, my dream came true. So for most people from Africa, we dream about coming here in US, and it's not everyone who has that chance to come over here. So my first day, first of all, I didn't believe that I'm in US. It was snowing, and when we took the flight from Chicago to Cleveland, we did stop in Pennsylvania, because here in Cleveland they told us that it's very, very snowing. So we stayed in Pennsylvania like 45 minutes, and then we went back to Chicago, and we stayed over there all night, and we slept at the airport. For me, it was amazing. I said, I don't want to leave this airport. It's very beautiful. It's nice. Everyone say, welcome to America. Welcome to America. Hi, welcome to. So it was like looking around everyone, everything. What we African people or people from Africa think about a US is not the reality that we see here. For example, I remember when I was doing the interview with the RCC, those kind of immigration staff. People, not them, but people with who I was. They used to say, once you will get there, they will give you your house, they will give you your car, they will put like thousand, like $10,000 in your account bank, so you don't have to work. You food is free, everything is free, just because you are a refugee. But once you are here, you see that is very, very different. First of all, you have to learn the language, because no one gonna pay your bill or your rent, so you have to learn something new. But in terms of freedom, this country is the best. You have freedom. Sometimes I don't believe that people can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. In my country, it's not like that. It's like you shut up and you follow the rules. That's it. The police in my country is not like the police here. The police in my country, some of them, they kill people. Instead of helping you, they kill you or they mistreat you. So, but here, the police, they are there for you. I mean, even in my country, their job is to protect people, but they don't do their job. Here, the country care about education more than everything, which is the good thing that I appreciate. I like. I want to go back to college. I want to study college. I want to reach my dream. And as many people say, that is a land of many opportunities for everyone. They don't mind where you're from, who you are. Just as long as you follow the rules, as long as you are a good patriot, you can go to college, you can reach your goals. Like in my country, like me, there is some kind of marginalization or discrimination or violence. Is not good. I don't like that in Africa. You as American, you have your culture and I have mine. Sometimes is kind of hard, as you mentioned it, the first year is the hardest. Yeah, it is, because I like now, not now, but I've been encountered a lot like misunderstanding with people from here. Because what I do in my country, if I try to do here, some of things I did in my country, if I try to do that here, it's kind of weird. What are you doing? We don't do that here. That is you cannot do that here, you know, just is the culture is opposite, yeah. And to get used to people is also hard, very, very hard. Once they hear your accent, directly the first question is, where are you from? You know, sometimes that question is, I'll say, why they keep asking me where I'm from? Yeah, because once they hear your accent, yeah, I say, you are not from here. And once they hear that you are not from here, a lot of questions. No one has chosen to be a refugee. You become refugee. You don't choose to be a refugee. You become immigrants. You don't choose to be immigrants, or asylum, or in French we call them les sans-papiers. But it's the situation that push you to do so or to become so. So people must understand that being a refugee is not a crime, is not a sin. It's like being everyone. You are a human being. You are someone.